Tonight we're going to discuss the inyan of asking mechila from people, both on Erev Yom Kippur and throughout the year. This is a shiur that I've given in the past. I think I may have even given it as a Tuesday night shiur, but I just heard on Sunday we had a guest shiur in DRS from Rabbi Hartman. You know, the Maharals that he wrote all the footnotes for all those Maharals for the Netzach, so on first. So first the Gur Aryeh, of course, for all in the Sivat Tshuva. He wrote on so much already. It's incredible. Phenomenal Talmud Chacham. He taught in Mechila for many years. I think now he lives in England. And he gave a beautiful shiur on the topic of asking for Mechila. So I added his shtickle to the beginning. I don't know if we'll get to my stuff, but I added his shtickle to the beginning of this outline in his Mar Makamos. So I want to share that with you first, and then we'll move on to other inyanim relating to Bakashas Mechila. Now, I initially wrote the source of the obligation is a Gemara in Yuma Daf Pehe Amud Beis, because in terms of the halacha, the Gemara is, there is no pasuk in the Torah that tells you explicitly that there's a halacha. There are different ways that things can be learned from Pesukim in the Torah. Sometimes Pesukim in the Torah tell you Sipur Dvar and Bialma. It tells you what's going on, what happened between different biblical figures, and we learn out halacha from those stories. But it's not the Torah telling you, you must do this, you must do that. Bakashas Mechila, the Torah never tells us directly we must do it, but we learn from various stories, we'll see two in particular, from various stories in the Torah, that we must do it. The first time we're told directly that you have to ask Mechila from somebody is a Gemara. Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pehe Amud Beis, on page 3, source number 1, Darsha Blazman Azariah, Mikol Chatosechem Lefnei Hashem Titaru, Averosh Binodim Lamakom Yom HaKippur Mechaper. When it comes to Averosh Binodim Lamakom, so we know Yom Kippur is Mechaper for such Averosh. Averosh Binodim Lechavero, Ein Yom HaKippur Mechaper Achi Ratzes Chavero. But any Averosh Binodim Lechavero, Yom Kippur doesn't do it alone. You need to appease the other party. You need to make amends with him. So that's the Gemara telling us that is our requirement before Yom HaKippur, and make sure that we're good with everybody. But really, we find the source for the idea of asking Mechila, or at least granting Mechila, in the Torah itself. The Pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Zayin, the Pasuk tells us that Vayavo Amel Moshe, Vayomru Chatanu, Ki Dibarnu Ba'Hashem Ubucha, we've spoken against God and we've spoken against you, Moshe, Hispala Lel Hashem, please daven to Hashem for our sake, they ask Moshe Rabbeinu, Ve'yasar Me'aleinu Asanachash, Vayispala Moshe Ba'Da'am, and Moshe davened for them to save them, to protect them. Nothing about asking Mechila. It doesn't say they asked Mechila. It says that they went to Moshe, and they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I know we've done bad, but please, daven for us, just like a parent would daven for a child, even if the child didn't behave, if the child's life was threatened. Daven for us, says Rashi on the spot. Source number 3. Mikan lemi shemevakshim imenu Mechila, shelo yehe achzari melimchol. That if someone asks you for Mechila, one should not be cruel, one should grant the Mechila. How do you see it from there? So I guess the pashtus is that we're assuming that they would never have had the chutzpah to ask Moshe Rabbeinu to daven for them if they didn't first ask Mechila. So the Torah doesn't have to tell us every single detail of exactly what they said, but it's presumed that they also asked Mechila somewhere along the way. And Moshe Rabbeinu was very noble and generous, and he agreed to be mochel them, and that's why he davened for them, because he was mochel them. He didn't bear a grudge. So from the behavior of Moshe Rabbeinu, we learn that when someone asks for Mechila, you should grant it. Now, we don't learn necessarily that someone has to ask it. We just see that when someone does ask it, if you were the person that was wronged, if you're the victim of somebody else's Avero Shebein Adam L'Chavero, that you have to grant that Mechila. The Mishnah Maseches Baba Kama says an entirely different source, though. The Mishnah Maseches Baba Kama talks about when you damage somebody, when you hurt somebody, so there are payments that you have to make. Nezek Tzar, Ripo Yeshevas, Boshes. So there are very clear monetary obligations that you have. So Mishnah Baba Kama said, Yibez HaMinav tells us, Afal Pi Shehu Nosein Lo, Ein Nimcha Lo Ad Sheyevakesh Mimenu. Even though you gave him whatever you gave him, you're not forgiven until you ask for Mechila. Shenem Ravata Hashev Eishas Vegomer. How do I know that if you don't forgive, you're considered to be an achzari, you're considered to be a cruel person? Because you see, Avram Avinu forgave Avimelech. So since Avram Avinu forgave Avimelech, you see that you're not supposed to be cruel, that you should forgive. Now, the Mishnah has two sides. The Mishnah tells us that you need to be Mevakesh, and that if someone asks, you also need to grant it. It is very interesting, Rabbi Hartman raised this point, but he did not address it, he did not give an answer, as to why it is that Rashi on Chumash quotes from the Pasuk, learns this inyan of not to be an Achzari, from a Pasuk in Bamidbar Chaf Aleph, when much earlier in Chumash, the Mishnah learns from a Pasuk much, much earlier in Chumash, with Avram Avinu and Avimelech. So that's a little bit odd, that Rashi would wait on that halacha until Bamidbar, when the Mishnah, it's a Beferisha Mishnah, that learns it from the story with Avram and Avimelech. Any thoughts on that? Anyone have any idea? I couldn't think, he challenged the audience of 350 people to think of something. I was, half of them were, you know, like 9th and 10th graders, so, you know, they, I don't know how much they took him up on his challenge, but I don't know, I couldn't think of anything on the spot to answer why Rashi would do that. What does Rashi see in the Pasuk about Moshe that he doesn't see in the Pasuk about Avram? And Rashi's not going to reject a drasha of Chazal that's in the Mishnah, it's the Beferish Mishnah in Maseches Baba Kamma, right? It's not the derech of Rashi to do that. I kept on meaning to look it up to see if any of the Mefarshi Rashi talk about it, but I haven't had a chance, been a little busy.
Was Avimelech a deliberate sin?
Was it a deliberate sin? So maybe he didn't know. He didn't know that she was his wife. So it wouldn't be as. That's interesting because it wasn't deliberate sin. So maybe that's not. Then it's pashut. Then it's pashut that it's achzarius not to be mochel somebody when he didn't even know. But so Rashi says that even if he knew what he was doing, it's still achzarius. Still, I'm sorry. Very good. I like it. Glad you came. So I mean, I'm glad you came anyway, but I'm even more glad you came. So it's very good. So it's even achzarius if the guy did it on purpose. Very good. Shkayach. So good. Now, what does one accomplish when you ask for mechila? So certainly you accomplish making shalom between you and the other party. And as we said, Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper for aver shemen on the chavero. But the Prima Gadim goes a step further. The Prima Gadim in Mishpatal Zav in Simon Tov Reish Vav, which is a simon about asking for mechila, Prima Gadim says that in every single aver shemen on the chavero, there is a ben adam lemakom element of it as well. And this is something you find the Balei Musar talk about on the flip side as well. A lot of times mitzvos or averos rather should ben adam lemakom. There's a ben adam lechavero element, and aver shemen on the chavero there's ben adam lemakom element. For example, a person talks during Kaddish, let's say, in Shul, he talks during Kaddish. So that's an Aver Shebein Adam Lamakom, right? It's Pashut, it's an Aver Shebein Adam Lamakom. By creating an environment where it becomes acceptable to talk during Kaddish, he's going to ruin everybody else's ability to have a meaningful tefillah. Even if right now when he's talking, he's not disrupting anybody. But just by creating an environment where averos become, where the avera is in the world, and the avera becomes something, and every time an avera is done, it becomes a little more acceptable in the world, so that affects humanity, that affects everybody. So there's always some ben adam l'chavero element, even when the ikur is a ben adam l'makom type of avera. Says the Prima Gadim, the same is true on the flip side. For every ben adam l'chavero, Kodesh Baruch Hu takes offense also. Meaning, it's not just that a Kodesh Baruch Hu's makbid on the kavod of the other person who's the victim of our abuse, but it's that a Kodesh Baruch Hu personally takes offense to it. So, kaviyachal. So, says the Prima Gadim, Ein mechaper yom ha-kippurim ad she'yiratza chavero, va'av chilek kavoa shebo ein nimchal ad she'yiratza chavero. An avera shemeirat l'chavero is completely in place and is not wiped off at all until you make amends with the other person. Even the part that relates to God is not taken care of until you make amends with the other person. That's how the Prima Gadim understands. Now, in the commentary to the Matan Ephraim, he says a little bit differently, with a little bit of a different twist. He says a lot of times, when a person does an Aver Ben Adam L'Chavero, he's doing both a Ben Adam L'Chavero and a Ben Adam L'Makom. It's not that there's a Ben Adam L'Makom element within the Ben Adam L'Chavero, it's that the Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha is a Ben Adam L'Makom. How you violate it by speaking Lashon Hara, hitting somebody, whatever it is, Onas Devarim is a very popular one that people like to do. So how a person violates it, that's a Ben Adam L'Chavero. But the overall, the Haftal Reach HaKamacha, is Ben Adam L'Makom. So he suggests that Yom Kippur, first of all, so he says, certainly the Ben Adam Lachem violated when you do your Ben Adam Lachavero is not forgiven until Yimrat says Chavero. But says Xayamata even further, that maybe when the Gemara says that Averish Meradam Lamakum, Yom Kippur Mechaper, Yom Kippur is Mechaper, Averish Meradam Lamakum, Averish Meradam Lachavero ain Yom Kippur Mechaper, maybe that means that if you have Averish Meradam Lachavero on your slate, then ain Yom Kippur Mechaper for anything, even for the Ben Adam Lamakums. Ad sheirat says chaveru, meaning God can't bring himself to forgive a person for ben adam lemakom's even as long as there's still a ben adam lechaveru in place. That's quite a chiddush. That's a very unusual reading of that gemara, but that's what he suggests. So that's how important it is to ask mechila. The Yom Kippur is just not going to do anything for us until we're good with other Jews, until we're okay with other people. Now, here's where Rabbi Hartman raised a very fascinating issue. He didn't quote that Prima Gadim Nakteyamat, but here's the primary issue that he dealt with. This din of asking for mechila, is this a din in Hilchos Yom Kippurim? Or is this a din in regular Ben Adam Lechavero, in Hilchos Ben Adam Lechavero? Meaning, I have to be a good person and a nice person and kind to other people and give tzedakah and do Bikur Cholim and Nicham Avelim and all of those things 365 days a year. Right? You have to do those things all the time. It's not Yom Kippur you have to be nice, that you dafka have to be nice right before Yom Kippur. So is Bakashas Mechila, is that a din in Yom Kippur or is that a din in general? So it is appropriate if you do something wrong to somebody not to wait till Yom Kippur. You wait till you're not supposed to get them while they're still angry. Wait till they cool down a little bit. Once they cool down a little bit, you call them up and ask for mechila, or you send something, whatever. You ask for mechila in whatever way is most appropriate. Given that it seems to have nothing to do with Yom HaKippurim, right? It seems to be just a din in regular Ben and Lechavero. It is a little bit strange that in the heading to the Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch talks about in Siman Taf Reish Vav, the heading to that Siman in Shulchan Aruch, it's very interesting. First of all, Rabbi Hartman pointed out, I did not know this, that the Bach writes that the Shulchan Aruch not only wrote the text of the Shulchan Aruch, but the heading to each Siman was also written by Rav Yosef Cairo. I was unaware of that. The heading to each Siman was also written by Rav Yosef Cairo. So what does Rav Yosef Cairo write in the heading to Siman Taf Reish Vav? Sheyefayes Adam Chavero be'erev Yom HaKippurim ubo dalet se'ifim. This siman is about Sheyefayes Adam Chavero be'erev Yom HaKippurim, and therefore se'ifim about that. Why only be'erev Yom HaKippurim? Shouldn't it be Sheyefayes Adam Chavero? Stop there, quit while you're ahead. Skip the words be'erev Yom HaKippurim ubo dalet se'ifim. It's all the halachas of being Mefayes Chavero, of asking for mechila. What is it about erev Yom Kippur? Furthermore, there is a story the Gemara quotes in Filkin source number 13. Let's take a look at this story. In the second paragraph, Rav Hava Pasuk Sidrei Kamei DeRebbe. Rav was teaching Torah, so he started saying a shir, and Rebbe was there. Ayil Asa Rabbi Chia. So then Rabbi Chia walks in a little late. Rav already started saying the shir, and Rabbi Chia walks in late to the shir. So Hadul Reisha. So Rav goes back to the beginning of the shir. He didn't want Rabbi Chia to miss anything. Ayil Bar Kapara, he goes back to the beginning, he starts again, and as he's saying the shir, Bar Kapara walks in. Hadal Reisha, again, he goes back to the beginning of the shir. Didn't want Bar Kapara to miss anything. Also, Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe, again, starts saying the shir, Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe walks in. Hadal Reisha, again, goes back to the beginning of the shir. Now, if I'm Rebbe, I'd be getting pretty annoyed. You know, it keeps on going back to the beginning of the shir. Also, Rabbi Chanina, then Rabbi Chanina walks in, so you can imagine how late Rabbi Chanina was. In some of these shiurim, people used to have something called an attention span, so these shiurim were probably hours and hours long, so probably each one comes a half hour later, then another half hour later, then, so it's probably, you know, hours into the shiur, Rabbi Chanina shows up. So Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama, Amar, Kule Hai Nahadar Benezel, Rav is like, okay, this is ridiculous. Every time another person walks in, I'm going to go back to the beginning of the shir. Lo Hadar. So he doesn't go back to the beginning of the shir. Ikbid Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Chanina says, well, how could you not go back for me? I came to the shir, you have to start the shir again. What's going on? Azul Rav Lagabe, Tleser Male Yomot Kippurim. Rav went to Rabbi Chanina to ask for Mechila 13 straight Yom Kippurs. Erev Yom Kippurs. Erev Yom Kippurs. He went to Rabbi Chanina. V'lo v'fayis. And Rabbi Chanina, can you imagine the chutzpah? No, Rabbi Chanina says, I'm not mochel! Just because I come late to shir doesn't mean you shouldn't start again for me. Yes, I'm not mochel. V'heichi avad hachi. So I asked the Gemara, how could he do such a thing? What do you mean, how could he do such a thing? V'ha'amar Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina. Kol ha'mevakesh matmi, no, I don't know what that. Mechavero al yivakish yosemenu shem misholish pavim. Anyone who asks for mechila from his friend should not ask more than three times. So how could he go 13 times? It says more Rav Shaini, an exception for Rav. He's allowed to ask more than three times. Fine. Rabbi Chanina hechi avid hachi. How is Rabbi Chanina allowed to keep saying no? V'ha amar Rava, didn't Rava teach us? Kol ha-mavir al midosav mavir al kol pshav? That there's a good mussar, that if you're makbid about your kavod, then if you're not makbid about your own kavod, you're willing to be mevater, then of course Baruch Hu is going to be mevater, your averos. It's a great segula. There's a sefer that's called Eitzos Lezakos B'yamei Adin. Advice, how to win our court case with the Ribbono Shel Olam during the Yemei Adin. It's all of a collection from Amari Chazal and from Rishonim. So the number one, I don't know if it's number one in that sefer, but number one is being Mavar al Midosav. When you show that you're Mevater when other people do wrong for you, so we do a lot of wrong to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam, we're Mevater, our Averos, right? That's number one. So it's a Musar that every Amora should live up to, that you should be Mevater. So how could Rabbi Chanina not forgive him? So says the Gemara, Ella Rabbi Chanina chal mechazi le rav dezakfu bedikla. Now what happened was, Rabbi Chanina didn't forgive him because Rabbi Chanina saw a dream where Rav was on a dekel, on a palm tree, ugemiri, the kol dezakfu bedikla reisha havi. And there's a tradition that certain dreams mean certain things. And this dream meant that Rav was going to be the Rosh Yeshiva. So Amar, Shema Mino, Boilem Eved Roshusa, said, well, I'd like to stay in my position, and if mochel him, then he'll stick around here and then he'll become the Rosh Shiva, and that will be at my own expense. So he wasn't interested in having that happen, so he was hoping that Rav would run away to Bavel and become Rosh Shiva there, go be in some other yeshiva, not in mine, and he was hoping that would get him around the Gzerim and Hashemayim. Okay, whatever the story is, Rabbi Chanina wasn't mochel him for whatever his kavanos were. But a few very basic questions over here. If there's a din that when you do something wrong to somebody, you have to ask for mechila, why would you wait for Erev Yom Kippur? And it's not that, well, he just didn't get around to it till Erev Yom Kippur, because after the first Erev Yom Kippur, he didn't come back a month later. He waited till the next Erev Yom Kippur. And, 13 years in a row. It can't be coincidence that he only came on Erev Yom Kippur. So if this is a din that applies all year round, why would you only be Mevakish Mechila on Erev Yom Kippur? Very fundamental question. Furthermore, you want to challenge, how could Rabbi Chanina not be Mochel him? Where do we know that you have to be Mochel somebody from? So we saw at the beginning. Where do we have that you have to be Mochel somebody from? We had two Psukim. And at least, even if it's not explicit in the Psukim, a Mishnah in Baba Kama, that's explicit. That if someone asks you for Mechila, and you don't grant them Mechila, that is an achzari. That is considered cruelty. So, yet, what does the Gemara ask Rabbi Chanina? Rabbi Chanina hechi avirachi, how could Rabbi Chanina grant them Mechila? After all, what? What is the quote from? Rava says a musarvart that if you want a Kodesh Baruch Hu to be mevater your averos, you should be mevater other people. It's very true musar and it's good musar. But number one, it comes from an amora, and number two, it's not a halacha. It's not chayiv adam lahavir al midosa, that a person has to be mavir al midosa. When it comes to being mochel somebody, the Mishnah Baba Kama was very explicit about it being an absolute chiv. Shem lo mochalo shehu achzari. That you're considered cruel if you are not mochel, not a midos chasidus. It's cruelty not to be mochel. And the Gemara learns it from a pasuk. So why would the Gemara quote from Rava to tell me that Rabbi Chanina did the wrong thing? Very, very strong kashas, I thought. So in order to deal with the issue of how mechila is different on Erev Yom Kippur than it is the rest of the year, the Mishnah Brura has an approach. Mishnah Brura, source number 7, in Siman Tav Reish Vav writes, "Vinei afal pi shegam b'shar yimos hashana mechuyev l'fayes l'misha pasha kenegdo." Even though the truth is all year round, you have to ask for mechila if you did something to somebody. Mikol makom im ein lo pnai hu mamten l'fayesa al yom acher. If you don't have time, so you could do it tomorrow. I mean, you can go to sleep at night without having asked for mechila. Aval be'erev Yom Kippurim mechuyev l'sakin hakol. But on Erev Yom Kippur, you got to take care of all of it. Why? K'deisha yitar mikol avonosav. because you have to be totally pure of sin. Can't wait till tomorrow. Can't wait till Yom Kippur. Can't wait till Motzei Yom Kippur. Got to do it then. So in a word, what the Mishnah Berurah says is, what's the difference between Vakashas Mechila the rest of the year and Erev Yom Kippur? Deadline. Erev Yom Kippur is a deadline. There's no difference. The halach is all year round. The halach is you're supposed to be Mevakash Mechila as soon as you can, but Erev Yom Kippur is the last possible time to do it. Now, people who wait, there are a lot of people that, by their nature, will always wait till the last possible moment to do something. Generally speaking, that is not an admirable midah, right? What do we call that? Procrastinating, right? But that's the opposite of zrizus. That's the opposite of chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. The opposite, waiting till the last possible moment to do something is a bad idea. And yet, the Gemara tells us, 13 years in a row, Rabbi Chanina waited till the Rav waited till the last possible moment to ask Rabbi Chanina for mechila. So if you accept Mishmur's Mahalech, it doesn't make Rav look very good. That he waited for the deadline 13 years in a row when he really should have done it or could have done it much, much earlier. Also, why would the Shulchan Aruch call the Simen Sheyefaye Sodom Chaver Berev Yom HaKippur? It's not really about doing it Erev Yom HaKippur is the worst time to do it. It's the very last time you can do it. When's better? Any time earlier is better, according to the Mishnah Berurah, L'chora. So, as Rabbi Hartman said, the Chavetz Chaim is often thought of as the last perfect Jew. There are a few Jews like the Chavetz Chaim, but Torah hi v'lo morani tzarech. You know, we're allowed to ask kashas on the Chavetz Chaim also. It's a very difficult idea to accept that the Chavetz Chaim is suggesting, that the Mishnah Berurah is suggesting, that the Erev Yom Kippur is just a deadline. So Rabbi Hartman had an approach that I thought was brilliant. He says, if you take a look at the Torah, in Siman Tav Reish Vav, I put it's source number 9. I put the whole passage of the Torah over here. Oh, and by the way, I mentioned before the kasha on the Gemara. Why does the Gemara ask how could Rabbi Chanina not be mochel? It's a statement of Rava. The Gemara should have asked, you're an achzari according to the Mishnah. If you look in source number 8, the Taz must have had a different gears than the Gemara. The Taz quotes the Gemara. Look what the Taz says. The Gemara parchinan, Rabbi Chanina hechi aver hachi. How can Rabbi Chanina do this? Hatinan, kalamocha lo yachzari. Right? It's a Mishnah. Our Gemara doesn't say anything about that Mishnah. Our Gemara just says that Rava said you should be maver al midosa. So the Taz must have had a different kasha. If you had the gears of the Taz, it's not going to be a kasha. But anyway, so said Rabbi Hartman as follows. There is the Torah explains what the inyan of being of asking for mechila is. So he starts out, V'yitim kol adam libo be'erev Yom Kippurim l'fayis l'kol misha pasha kenegdo. You should think about, a person is supposed to think about, who is braygus with me? Who's got tainas on me? Who do I need to speak to? Who, if you were to ask them what kind of guy I am, will say, well, I'm still mad at him about X, Y, or Z. We have to think about not... It's a very important distinction. We do not have to think about who did I do something wrong to, but who perceives that I have done something wrong to him? Who has issues with me? Not even who I have issues with. Who has issues with me? And then we have to go and be mefayis the person. A little bit later on, the Torah writes that the purpose of this is. I'm just looking. For the key line, he writes. If you look in about sixth line or so, va'osin kain kidei. Now here it is. We do this kidei, so that, meaning, what is the purpose of being vakish mechila? Here it is. Now, what would you say? How would you finish the sentence? Why would you be mevakish mechila? Well, when I steal money from somebody, what do? I pay him back. Why? Because I need to pay him back for what I did to him. If I embarrass somebody, if I punch somebody in the face, what do? I have to pay him. There's a salary push of his boshas. Why? Because you have to compensate him for what he did for him. When you insult somebody or speak ill of somebody, why do you have to ask mechila? Because that's the way you rectify it. You hurt their feelings, now make their feelings better. Right? It's a very, very simple. Just like when you steal from somebody, make their money better, give it back. When you hurt somebody's feelings, make their feelings better. That's what you would expect. Says the Torah. No, this is why we do it. So that all of Klal Yisrael could get along, everybody with his friend. And that way the Satan won't be able to be mekatrig on Klal Yisrael. The greatest kitrug on Klal Yisrael was Haman's kitrug. That Klal Yisrael doesn't get along with each other. So the Satan is waiting. He's waiting for the divisions in Klal Yisrael. And that's what the Satan points to. Look, they don't get along with each other. So the reason we ask Mechila and Erev Yom Kippur is because we have a Yom HaDin coming up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is deciding what our coming year is going to be like. And the way to keep the Satan quiet is by getting along with everybody else. That's the purpose. What you see over here is that there's Tzvei Dinim in asking Mechila. There are two reasons that we ask Mechila. Reason number one is the obvious one. I hurt your feelings, I have to make your feelings better. And that applies all year round, of course. Just like if I steal from you, I have to pay you back all year round. That's a regular ben adam l'chavero. When you do something to somebody, you have to make it good. You have to make good on what you've done. That's kol hashana kula. Comes Erev Yom Kippur, and there's an additional element to the bakashas mechila. There's another reason to ask for mechila. What's the other reason? Because we have a din coming up, and we need to keep that satan quiet. We need to keep the satan from being mekatrin. Now, given that, whenever you have Tzvei Dinim, you always say, okay, L'may Nafkamina. What's the Nafkamina between Bakashas Mechila and Erev Yom Kippur versus Bakashas Mechila the rest of the year? So Rabbi Hartman suggests two Nafkaminas, I have a third. One Nafkamina he suggested is the famous Machlokas Chavetz Chaim and Rav Yisrael Salanter. What if I did something terrible to somebody? Someone calls me up about a job applicant and I say, oh, he's irresponsible, and it's my fault the person doesn't get a job. The guy has no idea that I was even consulting. They have no idea that I got the phone call, that I spoke to Lashon Hara about him, and I said something. In fact, if I tell him, he may be more upset. It may cause a bigger problem. Right now, we're good. We sit near each other in shul, he's friends with me, whatever. I tell him, oh, by the way, you've been unemployed for X amount of months because of me, and then it's not going to be okay. He's not going to be so okay with that. Do I need to ask him mechila for that? So if you're looking at it from a perspective of, well, I did something bad, and the only way to rectify what I've done bad is by getting his mechila, meaning I have this avera on my ledger, and I have to undo that avera. And the only way to undo an avera is by getting his mechila, getting him to be mochel me. So then, yeah, then you got to ask him for mechila. But if it's about creating a sense of shalom and klal Yisrael, so that the satan won't be mekatrig, look, they're not getting along, well, then I may not want to do that on Erev Yom Kippur. That may not be the right time to do that. Because the Satan is going to be Patrick and Claudius because of that. There's going to be Pirud and Claudius. I'm going to make the Pirud and Claudius even greater. It's one Nafkamina. I thought it was fascinating Nafkamina. That's Machlokes Chavetz Chaim and Rav Yisrael Salanter. They say when Chavetz Chaim went for Haskama, so Rav Yisrael Salanter, he refused to give him Haskama and say for Chavetz Chaim because he thought that Halacha was wrong. Chavetz Chaim was wrong about it. Then Chavetz Chaim says you do have to ask for Mechila, and Rav Yisrael Salanter says you don't in that situation. Another Nafkamina. Let's say I know I'm right. I know I did absolutely nothing wrong. Meaning, let's take that example. Someone called me and asked me for a reference for a person for a job. The guy is taka irresponsible and he's cost his last employer tons of money and the employer before that tons of money. And I have a mitzvah, l'sam l'dam reyacha, that I can't tell a person that this guy is just fine and you should hire him and it's okay. It's giving him terrible advice. It's I can't do that. I have to be honest. So I have to say. But I'm very hesitant to do that. I don't want to cost someone a job. So I call up Rav Shechter. I call up a gadol. And I ask a shayla. What should I do? I was asked about this fellow. Should I tell the truth or not tell the truth? And Rav Shechter tells me, tell the truth. He's always into telling the truth. Gotta tell the truth. Tell the truth. Guy's asking for letters of recommendation for university. He's not so bright, but, you know, comes from a wealthy family. Mistama, his parents will dedicate a wing. You know, that's the letter of recommendation. So I have to tell the truth. I know I have to tell the truth, and I did the right thing by telling the truth. The guy is still going to be mad at me. He finds out about it. He finds out, you know, the potential employer says, look, I heard from your friend, you know, or your rabbi or whatever, that, you know, hey, you're not really so reliable and you cost your last boss a lot of money. So he knows that I'm the one that said. So he's angry at me. So now, do I need to ask him for mechila? If it's about rectifying a wrong that I've done, I've got this terrible avera on my ledger and I need to fix that avera. I didn't do an avera. I did a mitzvah. I did what I was supposed to do. I asked a shaila. I know what I was supposed to do. So I don't need to ask for mechila for that. But comes Erev Yom Kippur and you ask mechila for those things also. And this is hugely important. Standing on principle, first of all, we always think we're right. We're always 100% right. It's a, what do you mean? Of course I'm right. That's why Dafka gave an example where you ask a shaila, where you struggle with it, and you ask a shaila, and you're told by an unbiased party what to do. But even if we're 100% convinced we're right, when it comes to Erev Yom Kippur, if someone has a taina on me, it doesn't matter if you're right. The way Rabbi Hartman said it is, you know, like I always tell my chassanim, the number of best advice I ever got before I got married, my father told me, remember, it's always more important to be happy than it is to be right. Whenever a person gets into a disagreement with his wife, so a guy, especially someone who's trained in yeshiva, so the first thing you want to do is bring 10 rayos why you're right. No, honey, I'm sorry, but you're wrong because of this and this and this and this. And you could prove conclusively that she is wrong. And then what will you have? A sad wife. And who loses when you have a sad wife? You lose. So you think you're right, and you could prove that you're right. You could have all the rights, but it's so much more important to be happy than it is to be right. It's very, very rare that you have a situation where you really need to show that you're right. Almost never. Much more important to be happy than to be right. So the way Rabbi Hartman said it is, by your wife, a gantz yor is Erev Yom HaKippurim. Right? That's the way to look at it. By that, with a person's wife, the whole year is Erev Yom HaKippurim. But that's the din of Erev Yom HaKippurim. That you stop standing on principle, you stop insisting that you're right, and you say, it doesn't matter if I'm right. The bottom line is there's Pirud and Klal Yisrael, and I can't live with that. I can't go into Yom Kippur knowing that someone's angry at me, right or wrong. And as humiliating as it is to ask for mechila for something that I didn't do wrong, you do it anyway, because that's what you got to do. That's nafkamina number two. Nafkamina number three, I thought, this Rabbi Arman didn't say, but I thought was a pashut of nafkamina. If a guy asks you for mechila for something that he had done to you, so do you have to grant the mechila? So, in terms of shelo ya'achzari, the Mishnah Baba Kama, which has nothing to do with Erev Yom Kippur, that's the general din of granting mechila. So you're not allowed to be cruel. Shelo ya'achzari has nothing to do with who it's to. You just can't be cruel. Generally speaking, people like to categorize mitzvahs as ben adam l'makom ben adam l'chaveru. But the Grah points out, in his commentary to Mishlei, I think, that there's a third category. There's mitzvahs ben adam l'atzma. There are certain mitzvahs that are just about midos, just about what kind of person you are. Even if, let's say there's no one around, let's say your favorite football team loses a game and there's no one in the house and you start throwing things against, it's your own stuff, you're throwing against the wall and you're angry and you're yelling and you're, is that okay? You're not hurting anybody, it's all your own stuff, no one even sees you. But no, it's not okay, because what are you? What are you doing? It's like one of my talmidim told me, he has an uncle who's not, I always tell this story because I like it. His uncle is not a religious Jew, and is a not yet religious Jew, right? And he's a big fan of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, so a big college football fan. So he was once driving somewhere, and he realized that he wasn't going to be able to catch the Notre Dame game unless he pulls over. So he pulled over, checked into a hotel just to be able to watch the game. So he checked into the hotel room. The Fighting Irish lost the game, and then he checked out, and on his way out, he paid for the room, the television, and the window that it went through. So, is that okay? I paid for it. No, that's not okay. That's not an okay way to act. There are certain things that are mitzvos ben adam la'atzmo, that a person has to just have basic midos. So even though there may not be, most mitzvos ben adam l'chavero don't apply to goyim. You're not allowed to steal from a goyim, but most mitzvos ben adam l'chavero do not apply to goyim. I don't think this is a mitzvah ben adam l'chavero. The Mishnah says that you're an achzari. An achzari is not about him, it's about you. It's about what you are. So I would imagine that mitam the din of you have to take care of your avera, you have to take care of clean the slate, so that you would have to grant the mechila. But mitam the din of the kitrug and klal Yisrael, of what the satan is going to say, and the kitrug and klal Yisrael, Well, there's no kitchuk in Klal Yisrael because there's no pirud in Klal Yisrael. It's between you and a guy. So you're allowed to stay angry at the guy. Mitam the Erev Yom Kippur did. So I thought that might be enough gemina. So now, let's go back to the Gemara. So we had two kashas in the Gemara. The Gemara told the story that Rav asked for mechila 13 times, but Chanina didn't want to give it to him. So we asked, why did he wait for Erev Yom Kippur? Why didn't he just ask a mechila on time? So remember, one of our nafkaminas was, what if you're right? Think about what the story was. What happened? Why was Rav asking for mechila? Because Rabbi Chanina got upset. Did Rav do anything wrong? Rav, you know how annoying that is? Rav was saying a shir. A guy walks in, Rav starts the shir again. Another guy walks in, he starts the shir again. Another guy walks in, he starts it again. He keeps on starting over and over and over again. Rav Chanina, show up on time, so I don't have to keep starting over again. Rav was not obligated by any, he could have asked any rabbi in the world, they would not have told him that you have to start over again. He didn't do anything wrong. So why was he asking for mechila? Because Rabbi Chanina was mad at him. It doesn't matter whether he did anything wrong, he was 100% right. But he was asking for mechila because Rabbi Chanina was mad at him. So because Rav knew that he didn't do anything wrong, he would only ask mechila in Erev Yom Kippur. Because the only din of Bakashas Mechila that remains is the din of Erev Yom Kippur. The regular Bakashas Mechila is only for an Aveira. He didn't do an Aveira. But at Erev Yom Kippur, it's about Shalom, and there was a lack of Shalom. Why does the Gemara say, how could Rabbi Chanina not forgive him? The Gemara should have said, it's Achzori. But the Gemara doesn't say it's Achzori. The Gemara says, you should be Maver al Midosa. Why does the Gemara quote the Mishnah that it's Achzorius not to forgive? What does Achzarius mean? Achzar. Achzar. He is only a stranger to you. Which means that here's someone coming, belave a nefesh. Person is pouring their heart out to you, and you treat him like a stranger. Guy says, I did such terrible things, I feel bad, I can't sleep at night, I can't eat, I can't function. It's breaking him to pieces. And he's like a stranger to you. You totally ignore him. Nah, I'm not being mochel, forget it. That's Achzarius. What if the person doesn't feel bad at all, and you could sense that he doesn't feel bad at all? Is that an achzar? Is that achzarius? That's not achzarius. But you know what it is? It's called mavril midosa of mavril lo kol pshav. A person should try not to be so makbir in his own covered. Rabbi Chanina realized what was going on. He understood, why is Rav only coming on Erev Yom Kippur? Right, he understood that Rav thought that he had done nothing wrong. So Rav wasn't coming, b'mar nefesh, you know, broken, and, you know, with his nebuch, broken-hearted, well, please, be mochel me, I can't sleep, I can't eat. Rav was trying to make it, that there should be shalom before Yom Kippur. But Rav was still staunchly believed that he was correct, and Rabbi Chanina knew that Rav believed that. So it's not achzarius not to be mochel him, but it's too much hakpada on his own kavod. So Mavir al Midosa, that's why the Gemara asked the Kasha Dafka from Mavir al Midosa, Mavir al Kopsha, called Mavir al Midosa, Mavir al Kopsha. Brilliant Mahalik in the Gemara. I thought it was ingenious. Now, we'll do a little more about Bakashas Mechila. There is a discussion in the Poskim. Is the requirement to be Mavakish Mechila before Yom Kippurim? Is that a requirement to be Mavakish Mechila, or is it a requirement to receive Mechila? My nafkamina, so very simple nafkamina. There are people that, when they go to sleep at night, every single night, say a little paragraph by Kriya Shema Lamita, that they are mochel anybody who did any wrong to them, and that it shouldn't be on their cheshbin, and that, does that work? The guy was never mvakesh mechila for me, so does it work that I'm mochel him? So to some extent it works, in the sense, especially if you look at it through the lens of Rabbi Hartman's idea, in terms of creating a sense of shalom, that the fact that I'm good with him now, and that I'm not angry at him, it helps for that, it helps in terms of the kitruk of the satan, but does it work to absolve him of his avera? Is it the granting of the mechila, or is it the bakash of the mechila? So many of the achronim assume that if he was not mevakish the mechila, he's not absolved. And one of the rayas is, a very simple raya, the Gemara says that if a person is mevakish mechila three times, and the person that you're mevakish mechila from doesn't grant you the mechila, so you're already yotzei yechiyuv, and that's it. You're done, you're good enough. That's fine. But wait a second. If it's all about whether I get the mechila or not, why is that fine? I didn't end up getting the mechila. Elamai, what must it be about? That there's a certain shear of how much you have to be mevakesh. But it's all about being mevakesh. So why three times? I should be mevakesh once. And is there any... Does it matter how? Can I say, you know, do like a... apologize like my kids apologize when they beat each other up? You know? Like very empty? You know? Very clearly not meaning it? Is that okay also, to be mevakesh mechila in that way? So what you have to say is, you know, the mitzvah is to be mevakesh mechila, the requirement is to be mevakesh mechila, the shir is to be mevakesh either ad sheiratzes chavero, till he says okay, or three times sincerely. That's the shir. But the requirement is in the bakasha of the mechila. Why would the requirement be in the bakasha? Shouldn't it be about him actually granting the mechila? It could be that part of the kapara is the busha, that to embarrass yourself and you know going in front of someone with your tail between your legs, saying, you know, please be mochel me, that busha itself is part of the kapara process. And if you don't have that kapara process, then there is no mechila. There are achronim though that disagree and that say no. The raya is from Kriyas Shema Lamita. The hiratzon that we say it's based on the Gemara Megillah. That obviously the bakasha is not the critical element. The critical element is the granting of the mechila. How would you argue otherwise? Meaning, what's the point of that yihiratza that you say every night then, if a person says... So, again, one could be that just, you know, for the Yom Kippur element. The other possibility could just be, it's a bein adam la'atzmo. It's to strengthen your resolve so that next time someone asks you for mechila, you're going to be... That's your mahus. That's what you are. It's like training yourself by saying over and over and over again. It's a very important yisod, by making things second nature to you. When a person has to fight the Yetzer Hara, I'm reading a book now, called Switch. I'll close with this. I'm reading a book called Switch. It's a book written by a psychologist about how to do tshuva, essentially, how to change things. And the mashal they give is a gevaldika mashal. The mashal is a man riding an elephant. The man is your brain. The elephant is your desires, your ahava, your passion, your... For a while, the man can yank the reins and pull it in a certain direction. For a little while. And might overpower the elephant. But then the man's going to get exhausted, and ultimately the elephant's going to want to go where he wants to go. It's a losing battle if you're fighting the elephant constantly, if the brain is always fighting the desires and the emotions. What you have to do is get the elephant to want to go where you want him to go. You have to change the emotion, change your mahuz, change what your default position is. Where maybe that's the idea of the hiratzon, that it becomes who you are, that you're a person who is mochel, you're a person who's mavir al midosa. Okay, we should all be zochet to gemach simetot.